So I read the scripture readings for Pentecost for the first time on Wednesday morning. And as I read each of the readings, I could feel my eyes beginning to tear up. Somewhere in the deepest part of my being, I feel very tormented these days. Nothing troubles me more than the ability of human beings to come together to work for the common good. Global conflicts, racial divides, economic inequalities, political and religious intolerance, they affect me deeply. When I was a kid, and later as a teenager, I used to be much more optimistic. I believed then that one day humanity will work through its problems. We're grown-up adults. We can work this out. I believed that one day there will be fewer poor people in the world. I believe that one day nations will spend less on weapons and more on education and development. Now I'm 51 years old and I feel less optimistic. I've not lost hope, but my hope is fading that I will see what I dreamed as a child in my lifetime. The scene on that first Pentecost was the beginning of a revolution. It was a recreation of a wounded world. The tears filling up my eyes was an expression of two things. First, my regret at the world continuing to be a wounded world. And secondly, my tears was an expression of a prayer. I said, "Dear God, please let your spirit work wonders in our world again." So today what I have for you is really not a homily. That prayer became a bigger prayer. I just kept writing. I prayed for three things this Pentecost in our world. Prayer for peace. Prayer for harmony. And a prayer for unity in the church and in our families. So the rest of my homily is really a prayer. If you want to just simply, in the quiet of your heart, pray as I continue to pray today, please feel free. A prayer for peace. Dear God, twice in today's account of your son's appearance to his disciples, he wished them peace. Your son offered them peace because they were in fear. Today, our world is torn apart by conflict, war, and ever dangerous arms race. Famines, natural disasters, gun violence, terrorism, addictions and domestic violence inflicts fear upon many of us. We are wounded by sin and selfishness. Holy God, we believe that your gift of peace was not an empty promise. On that day, Jesus breathed on his disciples and said to them, "Receive the Holy Spirit." We pray, dear God, that you pour out your Holy Spirit once more on us, on the church, and upon the world. Forgive us our sins in thoughts, words, and actions that have contributed to hatred, violence, war, and fear. Renew your gift of peace to our parish community, that we may be disciples, sacraments of peace. Come, Holy Spirit, fill the hearts of your faithful. A prayer for harmony. Dear God, on that first Pentecost, our common dignity as human persons created and loved by you was revealed to the nations. People of different nations, peoples, languages, cultures, and races recognize the greater language of love and harmony. Holy God, the harmony you gifted to us at Pentecost continues to evade us as racial, ethnic, religious, caste, class, and ideological conflicts plague our world. What you began at Pentecost, I plead with you, dear God, continue among us today. May we speak the common language of love, of acceptance, and of reconciliation. May we seek more to understand each other rather than to highlight our misunderstandings. May we celebrate the diversity of our languages, our cultures, our races, our ethnicities, rather than regret them. Touch the hearts of those who stand to gain from accenting and exploiting the already existing disharmony. Pour out your Holy Spirit on our lives, that we may shed our prejudices, overcome our differences, and do our part to bring harmony in our homes, our church, our neighborhood, and our world. A prayer for unity. Holy God, Pentecost is the birth of your church. Today, your holy church, the very people you birthed, are in need of the same grace that they received on that first Pentecost. Doctrinal differences tear us apart. The very people who bear your name are divided. At that first Pentecost, more and more people joined your church because their unity was a witness to your presence among them. Today we pray for a renewal in your church. Renew each one of our lives with your gentle breath. Let the same strong driving wind that swept the house on that first Pentecost sweep over your church. Today, let the fire of your love kindle our hearts. Let the fruit of your Spirit, love, joy, peace, patience, kindness, generosity, gentleness, faithfulness, and self-control be evident in your church. We pray also for our families. May our homes be your dwelling, a little church, Renew our families. Give them unity and make them holy. And for us, your disciples, we pray, renew us faith and strengthen us from within. Folks, this Eucharist would not be possible without the Holy Spirit. During the consecration, the priest prays, Father, send your Spirit to make these gifts of bread and wine holy and transform them into the body and blood of your Son. And we believe that this happens every Sunday. It's a miracle. When we receive the body and blood of Christ, we are not receiving bread and wine, we are receiving Jesus Himself. And in this way, the church is renewed week after week. Let us pray that the Spirit will sweep over us today and give us in our lives and our parish the gift of peace, of harmony, of unity. People of God, say, Amen.